This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the United Nations released a long-awaited review of last year's Israeli raid on a Turkish flotilla heading for Gaza. The UN panel was meant to promote reconciliation between Turkey and Israel after the deadly incident, but so far, it's done the opposite. Israelis seem pleased with the findings that their blockade of Gaza is legitimate, but NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that Turkey has thrown out Israel's ambassador and downgraded relations.
The panel, led by former New Zealand Prime Minister Geoffrey Palmer, has a dual message for Israel. It says Israel's naval blockade of Gaza is a legitimate security measure meant to keep weapons out of the hands of the militant group that runs the territory. But the way Israeli commandos boarded the Turkish vessel trying to break the blockade last year was, quote, excessive and unreasonable. Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, says his country accepts the findings with a few reservations.
We think there was a very fair and balanced report. We're not necessarily accustomed to having fair and balanced reports coming out of the UN.
He says Israelis hope this will close the chapter on the flotilla incident, but Israel still won't apologize to Turkey.
We can't apologize for what the UN said was an attempt to violate and break a legal blockade that was necessary for Israel's defense.
But since Israel won't apologize, Turkey decided today to kick out Israel's ambassador and other top officials and suspend all military agreements. Namık Tan is Turkey's ambassador here in Washington.
This is in no way against the historic relationship between Turks and Jews. This is against the policies and illegal, I think, actions of the Israeli government.
Nine people were killed by Israeli commandos in the incident in May of 2010. The Palmer report says forensic evidence shows that most were shot multiple times, including in the back or at close range. Turkey's ambassador tells NPR his country will pursue legal action against those responsible.
This incident happened in the middle of the Mediterranean, and I think Israel should understand that Mediterranean is not a lake of its own.
The U.S. State Department says it regrets the fact that Turkey and Israel couldn't resolve their differences before the report was released today. There is reason for the U.S. to worry, according to Bulent Alireza, who runs the Turkey program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
The U.S. did try and failed to get the two countries to be on the same wavelength and to leave their differences behind. And frankly, at a time when they're grappling with all the implications of the Arab Spring, this may be one of the last things that the administration wanted.
And Alireza doesn't see an easy fix.
The current government in Turkey seems determined to push ahead in demanding an apology. And the current government in Israel seems determined not to give way on this issue. And given the fact that they're on opposite sides of the Palestinian push for statehood at the United Nations later on this month, the relationship seems set likely to be even more tense in the weeks and perhaps months and years ahead.
And Turkey's ambassador, Namık Tan, argues it's next to impossible to have a sustainable peace in the Middle East in the absence of relations between Turkey and Israel. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.